50 years ago, 9-year-old Phil Hose was a self-described weak and mouthy kid who just moved to a town in which everything revolved, forgive the expression, around a speedway, Speedway, Indiana. One day he found out that he had a cousin who pitched for the vaunted New York Yankees. And when that cousin took the mound against the Brooklyn Dodgers in the 1956 World Series, Phil Hose came home from school to eat lunch from a TV tray and watch. But his mother made him go back to class. The whole town knew he was Don Larsen's cousin. They wouldn't believe any stories that he'd become suddenly sick. So just before 2 o'clock Central Time, the principal rushed into Miss Smith's classroom to say, "Something very special has just happened."
Mitchell, waiting, stands deep, feet close together. Larsen is ready, gets the sign. Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three! A no-hitter, a perfect game for Don Larsen. Yogi Berra runs out there. He leaps on Larsen, and he's swarmed by his teammates. Listen to this crowd roar.
Phil Hose's story of how his connection with his cousin turned his life around is at the center of his new book, Perfect Once Removed. Mr. Hose, who's the author of several other sports books, joins us now from the studios of WMEA in Portland, Maine. Mr. Hose, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And his cousin, Don Larsen, the only man to pitch a perfect game in World Series history, joins us from our studios in New York City. Mr. Larsen, so nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning.
Mr. Hose, let me begin with you, the author, first. You moved around a lot. What was it? Was it hard to fit into Speedway, Indiana when you got there as a kid?
It was very hard. I moved in mid-year in third grade, and it was made even harder in the spring by the fact that every boy in the whole school knew how to play baseball. It was the one ticket to acceptance for a boy, and I had never played before. My parents dropped this bombshell on me one day on the way home from church that I had a cousin who pitched for the New York Yankees. So I wrote him a postcard and said, "They say you're my cousin. You know, you got to help me. Can you tell me anything about baseball?" And he sent a postcard back, which basically said, "Here's luck on your baseball season. I hope to see you sometime, Don Larsen." It was like gold to me. I took every word as just literal gospel and felt that I had support from the New York Yankees, and took the card to school and gave me some acceptance with the boys.
Mr. Larsen, what moved you to do that?
His family was having a little problem. I've had troubles before, and, you know, sometimes you need a little help.
Well, tell us about the first time you met. Mr. Hose, you and your family drove to Chicago to see the Yankees at Comiskey Park.
We drove to Chicago. It's about a three-hour drive from Speedway, and the game got rained out. The clouds just gathered, and the sky purpled, and I was just sobbing. My dad ran to a phone booth with my sporting news covering his head and made a call, I guess, to Don. Must have contacted him somehow. And since the game had been rained out, the ballplayers didn't have anything to do, and so Don met us in the lobby. I remember just swirling around a revolving door, and there he stood. He was the biggest person I'd ever seen. He hugged me and asked me if I'd like to meet some of the Yankees. And the best thing I remember was somebody rubbed my head from behind, and I turned around and looked up, and it was Yogi Berra. I just couldn't believe it. I didn't wash my hair for about a month.
Mr. Larsen, when you're a big league pitcher and you're about to take the mound in a World Series game, do you ever say to yourself, "I can pitch a perfect game," or "that's going to be my measure of success"?
No. I would say this. The pitchers, you know, you go out and try to do your best. You don't expect to do a no-hitter. Mm-hmm. If those things happen like that, then sometimes they do. Those are bonuses. You go out there and hopefully you keep the game close and get lucky enough to win games like that. And you got to have your team support, you know.
You had a couple of real good fielding plays that came to your assistance too, didn't you, in that game?
Yeah, probably the best one was Jackie Robinson led off the second inning. That was only the fourth out. Mm-hmm. Hit a line drive to Andy Carey, knocked it down, and McDougal's backing him up, and Gill got the ball and threw Jackie out, you know, boom, boom at first. Mm-hmm. Then in the fifth inning, Gil Hodges hit a long drive to deep left center. You know, it would have been a home run in any park today. But Mickey's out there, and he could run like a deer. And I knew he was going to catch it.
Sounds like you remember this game, Mr. Larsen, almost as well as a lot of fans do.
I think about it probably every day since it's happened, especially now during the playoffs starting and the series and stuff happening now.
You know, one thing is Larsen was a big game pitcher. It wasn't just that, but mm-hmm. He pitched the seventh game of the World Series in the next two series. So he kept getting the ball in these big games. And I think sometimes history remembers him as just this guy who walked out there and lightning struck him one day.
Yeah.
But he was the kind of guy that managers had confidence in the big games.
Mr. Hose, you're a Yankee fan still? I mean, you are living in Red Sox Nation there in Portland.
I'm absolutely torn. And, of course, this is the bombshell question that I was praying that you wouldn't ask me, Scott. But my blood tugs me as a Yankee fan and my tradition. But my daughter, Ruby, is a Red Sox fan, wears a pink Red Sox hat sometimes.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. We got to have the fans. We need them. All the clubs.
Blood speaks. This is good.
I say you got a benediction from Don Larson. That's pretty good.
I'm going to tell Ruby.
Gentlemen, it's been such a delight to talk to you. It really has been.
Thank you,
Scott.
Philip Hose, the author of Perfect Once Removed, When Baseball Was All the World to Me, joined us from WMEA in Portland, Maine, and his cousin, Don Larson. Mr. Larson will host a charity dinner next month celebrating the 50th anniversary of the only perfect game ever pitched in a World Series. 27 up, 27 down. For more information, come to our website, npr.org.